welcome to this Monroe City Council meeting for August 21st, 2012. I'd like to call the meeting to order and also ask if PD take roll call, please.
Councilperson Gary.
Here.
Cuddaback. Williams.
Here.
Camp.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Gamble.
Here.
Hanford.
Here.
Let the record show that Councilmember Cuddaback is not here tonight. She is on vacation for the next 2 weeks, as she shared last week. Please join me for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we've got a special guest here tonight, and that's Betsy Lewis, who's our managing librarian here at Snow Isle Library, or Snow Isle Library. We've got an anniversary to celebrate. So Betsy, if I might, ask you to come to the podium here. And
thank you.
You've got an announcement, and then I've got something for you as well. So.
Well, thank you. I love to come to City Council. And tonight I'm especially happy to invite all of you and everyone in the audience to our 50th anniversary celebration, and a little bit about that. To put this in some context, I think we all know that 50 years ago the world was at our doorstep in this area, and we were celebrating the Seattle World's Fair, and all throughout the region there was this incredible space age optimism. Boeing was flying high, and Seattle appeared to be the capital of the whole world. And the 21st century was a science fiction vision of wonder and anticipation. So in the midst of all that excitement and confidence, the residents of Snohomish and Island counties took a big leap into the future and unified two county rural library districts into Snow Isle Libraries. It's kind of hard to imagine that 50 years ago how we talked about rural libraries. And 50 years later, technology has evolved and our customers' needs have changed, but our two-county library district continues to be an essential community doorway to reading, resources, lifelong learning, and a center for people, ideas, and culture. So we're celebrating all the millions of children and adults over the past 50 years who've benefited from our library, early learning for children, lifelong learning for adults. And we invite you to celebrate with us. Just imagine how your children, your grandchildren, and the community will benefit as Snow Isle Libraries provides access to information, learning, entertainment, recreation, economic regeneration, and promotes public dialogue over the next 50 years. And you have in front of you, you have an envelope, and it contains an invitation to the Monroe Community Celebration, the Snow Isle's anniversary. And I'd love everyone to attend. It'll be Saturday, September 8th at the library from 2 to 4 p.m. And the celebration is funded by the Snow Isle Libraries Foundation and the support of the Friends of the Monroe Library. And I've got a staff committee that just jumped at the chance to work on this. We've got, and they've got some great activities planned. We're going to have a local band playing. We're hoping to round up a few classic cars. We're going to have activities for children, refreshments, and we will have a ceremony where we will seal up our time capsule. So I hope you can all attend.
Very good. Thank you very much. Council, any questions for Betsy? Okay, well, if you will remain there, I've got a proclamation that I'd like to present. I've also got a framed copy of that for you to present to you and library board and the library itself. So, proclamation this evening is recognizing and honoring the many contributions made by Snow Isle Libraries for the past 50 years. Whereas Monroe is a member of the Snow Isle Regional Libraries District, and whereas Snow Isle Libraries provide library services to residents of our community through the Monroe branch of the Snow Isle Libraries, and whereas the Monroe branch of the Snow Isle Libraries is an institution that is both appreciated and enjoyed by inhabitants of our fair city, and whereas the library serves and benefits our citizens in numerous ways through cherished and valuable library services, materials, programs, classes, and events, and whereas the Snow Isle Library's mission is to be a community doorway to reading, resources, lifelong learning, and a center for people, ideas, and culture, and whereas the library is much more than a repository of books, but plans for, responds to, and meets the needs and interests of all citizens by ensuring equal and free access to information, learning, economic regeneration, cultural enrichment, diversity, entertainment, recreation, and public dialogue opportunities. And whereas Snow Isle Libraries is celebrating 2012 as its 50th year of existence as a two-county library district spanning 2,306 square miles, 21 community libraries, mobile and virtual library services within Snohomish County and Island Counties. And whereas the library is hosting the Monroe branch of the Snow Isle Libraries Time Capsule event to commemorate and celebrate 50 years of Snow Isle Library services, now therefore I, Robert G. Zimmerman, Mayor of the City of Monroe, do hereby proclaim that we recognize and honor the contributions of the Snow Isle Intercounty Rural Library District and our Monroe branch of the Snow Isle Libraries to 50 years of two-county services. And I proclaim September 8, 2012 as Snow Isle Library's 50th year celebration day for Monroe, Washington.
And so,
thank you,
Betsy.
Oh, thank you, Mayor.
Offer a version of the proclamation.
You
thank
will
you
let
for
me
all
know. And just, I forgot to say that coincident with this celebration, we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of our library facility in Monroe. And many of you remember that the old library was in the city-owned old building over on Hill Street. So 10 years ago this month, we moved into our new library. It's hard to believe it's been that long. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, well, moving on into our agenda this evening, next item here is a public hearing for the 2013 Comprehensive Plan Amendment requests. And I'd like to open the item with Mr. Popalka.
Thank you, Mayor. You may recall we have four potential amendments on the docket this year. Those being comprehensive plan text amendments. It's described as a house cleaning effort to make quite a number of minor text amendments to the existing comp plan. Another is the consideration for establishing some gateway districts or some possible sub-area plans or potential other measures to define gateways to the city. I do have an image of that if anyone would care to see it. The third is annual system plan updates, water, sewer, those types of things that we do every year. And the last one, which would be considered separately or processed separately from the other three, would be the school mitigation fee consideration for reducing the impact fee to 50% from 75%. That would be considered basically through the, as part of the budget process, and you are able to approve and deal with that amendment separately from the other three. Those would be, carried forth, we put forth a potential schedule for those three with the Planning Commission, and the Council would take action on those late operate said corridor mid-year next year, fall at one time. So I'd be happy to entertain any questions, or if you want to talk more about the gateways, we do have an image for that. But Mr. Mayor, back to you.
Okay, well, at this time, we will open the public hearing to citizen testimonies and invite any member of the audience this evening who would like to discuss 2013 comprehensive plan amendment requests. You're welcome to do so. I don't have anybody signed up, but I will open the podium at this time and allow for public comment. Any takers? Seeing none, then I guess a motion to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing would be in order. Councilmember Gearing?
So moved. Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Gearing, seconded by Councilmember Camp to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So now on to any questions that we might have for Mr. Kalka from Council, Councilmember Gearing.
Thank you. There is one item that we may want to put on here, and actually if we take action tonight, we may not be able to actually add any potential items to this at a later time. It may be best to not approve this this evening, but maybe at a potentially at a future date, we may want to add an item 5 in the future. But if we do take action tonight, then that wouldn't be possible, is my understanding. Is that correct?
Actually, the council can initiate any amendment at any time during the year. It's only a citizen application that has to be submitted by the end of the year one time. The city has full flexibility to initiate or bring back any issue for full consideration.
Yes. Seeing that we do have an item that we may want to add, it'd be my preference to actually not proceed with the recommended motion this evening, but to perhaps wait until September to do that, until we've had a little bit more time, and just do it all at one time rather than otherwise, I'm clear on all the items that I see here. They are very straightforward, and I don't have any further questions based on what I see. If there's anyone else has any other questions.
Councilor Williams.
Thank you. I just have a question on the timing. If we defer action tonight, are we running up against the clock on anything else?
No, I would say we are not. Certainly not with the 3 amendments. I don't believe is there any particular impact or any effect on the processing for the school mitigation fee either.
When are we required to have this done?
Our resolution that we passed just recently calls for completion by July, much like we did this current year. The objective being to take final action on the comp plan amendments before the next year's items are submitted or have to be considered for the docket or considered for review and so forth. So the idea is, clean up 2013 amendments just before we begin the 2014 cycle. So there is time.
May I clarify your question? Were you asking as to the timing of approving the docket, or were you asking to the timing of completing the docket?
It was more in reference to Councilman Gary's comment about deferring this. I just wanted to make sure that if we do, that we're not putting ourselves in a corner and coming up against a time frame that we won't be able to do that either. So
no, I don't think so.
Councilor here.
Yeah, well, then if a motion is needed, a motion to table, perhaps. So I will do that. I will move to table for the discussion on the 2013 comprehensive plan docket and projected schedule until a meeting in September to be determined.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilor Gearing, seconded by Councilmember Hanford to table the discussion items until until September, but the date can be determined. Councilmember Campbell.
Thank you. By moving this out, I heard the possibility that we could have additions to it. Will the public hearing be reopened?
Yeah, you have to have another one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's correct. Thank you.
Okay, so you know their lines. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Moving on now to comments from citizens.
At this time, do we need to close the public hearing?
Oh, yes, we do. Do we close it, or do we also table the public hearing at this point?
We close. Well, you already closed the citizen portion.
Yeah. All right, so we'll close this. We'll reopen another one if there is anything determined to be or desired to be added. So, Councilmember.
I move to close the public hearing.
Second. A motion has been made by Councilmember Gearing, seconded by Councilmember Hanford to close the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Moving on now to comments from citizens. This time is set aside for citizens to speak to City Council on any issue except any question on initial matters subject to a public hearing. We'd ask that you provide your name and address for the record and limit your time to 5 minutes. We do have Mr. Davidson is here this evening, but only to speak if needed with regards to the lease agreement with the senior center. So we will welcome you here tonight and have you. So other than that, though, is there anyone who would like to speak to council on another matter? Okay, seeing no one, we will move on then to our next agenda item. That's the consent agenda. And do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Williams and seconded by Councilmember Hanford to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Moving on to item number one for new business. That's our senior center lease. And City Administrator Brazel.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, before us this evening, we have the draft document that staff and the city attorney have put together on the new lease agreement. This has been sent forward to the senior center in the last couple of days for their review. So we still may receive some comments from them. During this process, one of the other ideas that had popped up among staff is the concept of just selling the property to the senior center and us getting our lease business all together. So we did not pursue that at this time because it was a new concept that hadn't been brought back to council, but I did want to make you aware that that was something we kind of kicked around as well. But at any rate, this evening is merely set up for discussion. If council has any questions or sees any items that are glaring or of interest, we're here to answer those questions.
All right, thank you. Councilmember Williams.
Thank you, Mayor. I have three questions, I think. First is, we talked at the meeting about the term going 20 versus 30, and so I just was like some input as to why we decided on 20 instead of 30, and was that a point of discussion at all?
We hadn't totally settled on that. We figured we could kick that around a little bit as well tonight. The 20 was put in there as just a placeholder. That is a typical lease agreement length. But again, if we went to 30 years, that would help the senior center in the future, secure loans, those types of things.
Was there, directed towards a certain city attorney, was there any legal concern that you were looking at with going to a 30 versus a 20?
Not under state law, council. When you have pretty broad discretion in determining the length of a lease that you agree to. There are special rules that would apply if this was a lease to with option to purchase or a few other scenarios that I don't believe are addressed here. The short answer is there shouldn't be a problem under state law. I defer to staff whether you've adopted locally a more restrictive policy for the city of Monroe. I'm not aware of one.
And then you've reviewed the lease and you feel comfortable with the terms of the lease. Is that a fair statement?
What's before before you, Council, is actually a new lease document that would have the effect, if it's approved, of superseding the existing ground lease between the city and the senior center. The last substantive paragraph of the document in your packet does just that. It terminates the existing lease and supersedes it with this new document. The reason for that approach is that the existing lease doesn't contain a lot of the boilerplate that the city's insurance pool recommends for standard leases, and this one does, and frankly I think it's a better, more comprehensive agreement form. It's not the only approach. There's certainly room for back and forth. That type of negotiation is standard in any arm's length transaction, but this approach does contain the insurance and indemnity requirements that your risk pool recommends.
Okay, and then my final question is, have we had any feedback yet from the senior center? Have they given any indication as to concerns or?
At first glance, it looks good to representatives from the senior center. When we talk about the option of purchasing, that is that's very interesting to them and would serve them better than a lease, actually. And it was mentioned that if it was sold, then there would be something in the language that the city would have the first right to repurchase that property if they should want to abandon the later date or that type of thing. So, anyway, I know that's new. That's why I wanted to bring it up. But this is what's before us this evening.
But it's a sales agreement would theoretically supersede this anyway, so we're not pressed for time on
no, that. Totally different direction. Okay. You bet.
So that, I guess my only comment on there would be to, it seemed like it was a big deal, the 20 versus, not a big deal, but it seemed like it was something that they presented would be helpful to them. So I'm comfortable with it as it is, but I think I would also be comfortable at 30 years. And so I would just, yes, I'd like to hear some more input from them and from the city. And if it's not a big deal, I'd be willing to approve it either way. So thank you.
Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, I agree with Councilmember Williams. You know, 30 years helps with stability loans and all that, but I'm definitely willing to go that way.
And I don't see any movement towards the sale, so I'm going to take that as a sign to move towards the 30.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah. Hey, comment. Yeah, go ahead.
I think tonight would be difficult to interject that, but I mean, at a future date, if it was something that we want to bring back, meanwhile, they already have at least a minimum that they have a new lease in front of them to operate under. So I'm not saying don't pursue that, okay, but tonight seems like it's just going to muddy the water. So,
understood.
Councilmember Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm all about the sale.
That's good.
Sales interested to them.
And I'm all about getting out of landlord business, and especially if that would actually help them more. Certainly want to entertain it again, but that money's a little bit tonight, but absolutely interested in that option.
Perfect. That's good direction. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Davidson, any initial thoughts?
We are happy with what we have read with the lease. I mean, we can live with that. The only trepidation is, I think, paragraph 3.2.2, which puts some standards for us to meet. And the only reason that is a little bit troubling is, as you all know, if we fall upon another bad economic downturn and the standards are set here, there's a possibility that we would not meet that. However, that said, I think that there's goodwill and good faith on both sides, and I don't see that ever being a problem. In regard to the sale, we would be extremely interested in that. I can tell you tonight that we would offer you 1,000 times our yearly lease to buy it. At least 1,000. And we would truly, I mean, we would realize that there would need to be a deed restriction on the property that would return it to the city upon the city giving us back our 1,000 times the rental. So it would get it off your books, get it on our books. It would eliminate any questionable areas. It would be very beneficial to us, and perhaps to you as well. We would welcome that discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we have some clear and good direction going forward here. We'll move ahead and bring back the lease at this point, and still be in contact with the senior senator with regards to any other options. All right. So thank you, Council. Appreciate it. And so moving on, we have a need for some direction with regards to soliciting bids for hearing examiner services. And again, City Administrator Team, Mr. Bradley.
Thank you once again, Mayor. Yes, we received a letter from our existing hearing examiner, Mr. John Galt, on August 15th, seeking a compensation adjustment for his services. So I went ahead and I pulled the contract to see how long we have actually been under contract with Mr. Galt, and that went into effect in 2003. So with that in mind, it's pretty typical for the city to go out every couple of years and resolicit bids on items like this. So I'm recommending that we do that as a city, because Mr. Galt is seeking additional compensation for his work. So anyway, I'm proposing to the city go out for an RFP for hearing examiner services. The hearing officer services, that's listed on the existing contract, we don't even utilize that portion any longer, so it's kind of obsolete. So if we did go out, it would be only for hearing examiner services. So I'm just seeking council direction this evening if that's something you want to entertain.
Councilmember Gearing.
Thank you. I do see two motions as recommended action, so you're actually looking for that this evening. And I agree, it's we're due to do this again, so I will, I guess, we can combine them into both, one motion, I guess, but I'll make both. I move to direct staff to send a termination notice to Mr. John Galt per personal services contract and tract item number 12.
Second.
Okay, we're going to do it all with that. And to direct staff to advertise seeking requests for proposals for hearing examiner services.
So,
okay. I guess it's all just one.
It's a one.
It's all right. Pick one of the seconds.
Okay. All right. Motion's been made by Councilmember Gary. I'll go with the first second as Councilmember Hanford. That motion is to direct staff to send a termination notice to Mr. John Galt per personnel services contract item 12, and to direct staff to advertise seeking requests for proposals for hearing examiner services. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I have a question about the description we had. So this was an open-ended contract. Is that common, and why don't we have a time limit on these types of personal service contracts?
That was interesting to myself and staff as well when we reviewed it. Mm-hmm. And what typically we're supposed to be having, as we understand it, is a roster of hearing examiners, several to choose from. So when we talked among staff here this week about it, I think that's what we're going to lean towards. That's what our rules talk about, is to having a roster. And I wasn't involved in this, obviously, in 2003 when this was put together. So I don't know if we just received one person of interest, but we're really going to go to work on this and try and get a roster put together like our rules suggest.
I would like to see that there be a time limit on this rather than so that we do have a periodic review. Obviously, if you're going 6 years essentially without a pay raise, there should be some sort of negotiation with the city, should know its responsibilities for that time.
The only long-term contracts that we have with the city that we don't renew on a fairly regular basis is really our waste management services, which is 7 years, with two automatic 2-year extensions, I believe, according to the contract, something to that. Which would take it up to 11 years. Is that what it was, Diane? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
But
so that's the only other
time. But there's essentially a time limit.
Correct. Yeah. this one's the only open interview one. Everyone else is reviewed on a yearly basis. Often, I don't know that we want to go with yearly, but...
No, excuse me, if I may.
Yes.
I'm thinking in terms of 5 years, you know, 3 at a minimum, but just something provides a definite time limit so we know we will be renegotiating or at least looking for RFPs in the future.
Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, it's just more of a process procedure. Is there any reason why we wouldn't do the request for proposal and then do the termination notice after the award request for proposal as opposed to canceling the current contract and then being in a situation with no contract, with nobody? Because, I mean, you just said we only have one person. There's no roster, so if we cancel, we're in a situation where we don't have a contract for here.
That's a great question. Let me clarify that, and I apologize for not doing sooner. What the plan is we'll go ahead and send the letter to Mr. Galt, but it won't be effective till like December 31st, and the new services will start January 1, 2013.
Got it. City Attorney Lowe.
And just to follow up on that, Mr. Mayor, under the termination clause of the existing hearing examiner services contract, a notice of termination is effective 60 days after sending it, so there is at least a 2-month window there. But City Administrator Brazel's approach should work perfectly fine.
Thank you for clarification.
All right, any other questions for Administrator Brazel or comments? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have final action items here this evening, first of which is a resolution adopting indigent defense standards. Chief Quinzer is listed as the presenter this evening.
That's fine.
All right.
At the August 14th, 2012 council meeting, Attorney Scott Snyder presented information on the Supreme Court ruling pertaining to indigent defense standards. It was determined that the city should adopt indigent defense standards by reference and direct staff to evaluate case counts, review standards, and potential additions to or clarification of standard bringing it into public and the public defense contracts. The recommended action is that the motion to adopt resolution 2012-024 reference indigent defense standards and also the direct staff to begin the process evaluating case counts, review standards, potential additions to and or clarification standards into public defense contracts.
Councilmember Hamburg.
So moved.
Second. All right. Councilmember Hamford has made the motion, and Councilmember Gurian is the seconder of that motion, as proposed by Chief Quinzer. Councilmember Williams?
Thank you, Mayor. Could I just ask for a friendly amendment that we move this as first reading and put it on the consent agenda for the next council meeting as final action?
As a resolution, we don't need one.
We don't need it. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or? Okay, then we will take a vote on the motion as proposed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, next on the agenda here is a resolution creating a council student representative program. And I'll turn the voting over to Councilmember Cam.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2012-23, creating a new appointed position of City Council Student Representative.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Camp, seconded by Councilmember Gearing, to adopt resolution 2012-023, creating a new appointed position of City Council Student Representative. Councilmember Camp, any other?
No, I appreciate the changes that were made. It took care of any perceived issues that were brought up at the last meeting. And I'm sure that we'll have the applications ready for the schools as soon as possible. Thank you.
It was E that made all the changes. I can't take it.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, I appreciate the changes. I thought the conversation last week was great. Again, thank Councilmember Camp for spearheading this with staff. I think this is a great program. Changes are great.
Good. I look forward to it. And with only 2 weeks till the school starts, I'm hoping to see somebody soon afterwards. So, all right. Well, then we will vote on the motion as proposed this evening. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We are now at our council member report portion of the agenda this evening. And go around. Councilmember Gary, anything to report this evening?
Just want to say I'm part of the Citizens Police Academy, having a great time. Got to drive police vehicles through an obstacle course on Saturday at high school, which was a lot of fun. And as pictures are shown, got to wear a sleeve and get bit by a police dog. So, all great fun and having a good time. Really incredibly informative. Really glad it was moved to Thursdays so that council members could also be involved. And highly recommend it to anybody else when it comes around again next year. Thank you.
I was at the school on Saturday, Chief, and it took everything I had not to drive my truck through that thing. I was on the other side of the fence, but since I had four-wheel drive, I was tempted to go over the curbs and go for it, but there were too many officers with guns. So, I'm glad you're having a good time there. I think it's very valuable, and we're getting a good response from a lot of folks. Councilmember Williams?
Yes. Without the training that we had at the direction course, you wouldn't have done it very good at all. No, I just echo what Councilmember Gehring said. It's very informative, a lot of them. And the officers that are presenting are doing a great job, so we're highly recommended. Nothing for me.
Councilmember Dave?
I am also part of the
Citizens Academy.
And I'm fortunate to have my oldest daughter attending with me. We're having a great time, and unfortunately, I had to miss the last the driving session because I was in Memphis for training. And but my daughter evidently had a great time.
And rumor has it that you out drove the two council members that were there on Saturday.
She certainly had a bigger smile.
Anyways, I too appreciate this academy. I think it's a great thing. I really look forward to coming to this. Glad to be a part of it.
Thank you, Councilmember Gamble.
Smell a reality show here.
Yeah.
No, never.
Okay. Councilmember Hanford.
Nothing to worry.
All right. Well, I have something on the on my desk here this evening, but I'm going to let Mr. Jeff Sachs explain what I'm holding this evening.
So the mayor couldn't make it to the Evergreen Speedway's Mayor Cups race on Saturday night. So due to the fact that I was the tallest and the fattest guy in City Hall, they nominated me to get in the little bitty car. So City Monroe placed third. And I'll say that City Kirkland had a professional stock car driver assigned to their task. The mayor of Mill Creek took second. He just happened to be in front of me, and there was no passing on the 8-mile track. So I think we represented well. There was 9 cars involved, 5 council members and 2 mayors, and a couple staff members. So it was a very good time we had by all.
Thank you very much. Thank you for bringing home the trophy.
Well done. Participation.
That's right. Okay, with that, Ben, anything else to report this evening? Chief, anything additional? Diane, anything? Brad? Paul?
Just one quick thing. We've been considering the possibility of considering fire sprinklers for single-family homes, but the state group has just decided that they will not be thinking about mandating that, at least not for next year. So we're going to look into it a little bit further and then perhaps come back to council meeting within several weeks to discuss the possibility of pursuing that potential regulation for single-family homes. At this point, we're just trying to look into it.
Is that part of the international, what's it?
Building code?
Yeah.
Council, state levels. At one time, they considered a state mandate, and the position they took was that they left it to each jurisdiction, as you may know, to enact local regulations subject to their approval. Now they have stepped back enough to say, local jurisdictions, do what you want. It's your decision entirely. So they've even removed themselves from that process. Something for the future.
City Administrator Brown.
I don't have anything, but I can move on to the draft agenda.
All right.
Draft agenda for August 28th. At this time, we have no agenda items, so I would recommend canceling that meeting unless council feels differently.
So
moved.
Yeah.
You got a second?
Actually, we don't.
Yeah, I don't think we actually need a
There is somebody who sits here has a birthday 2 days before that, so if we do want to meet and have cake and ice cream, that might be going too. So. That's me, by the way. All right, sounds like there's no objection to canceling that meeting for that evening. So we'll move in that direction. City Administrator Bradley.
Thank you for that. And with that, I will remind council that you did receive invites to attend the chamber dinner at the fairgrounds. And so if you're able to attend, that would be excellent. Plan on swinging by the chamber office, and I'd recommend going around the alley. And if you go in there and give them your name, they'll give you tickets to get in and a parking ticket. So make sure you do that if you're planning.
Which reminds me that this Thursday is the opening of the fair, and there is an event. I can't remember what time it is now. Edie, do you remember what time the luncheon is at the fair on Thursday?
No, I haven't received any information on that.
Yeah, it's the opening ceremonies, the opening day ceremonies. There's an event that council is invited to. I'll look through my emails and find the information and get that out to you folks. But the fair does open on Thursday, and kids are free, I believe, on that day. The kids will be there. And so I look forward to another successful 10 days of the state fair. Anything further? Council, anything in addition to add or subtract from the agenda, consent agenda? Councilmember Gearing?
I'd just like to say there's pictures of two very brave men in the police report. I think fine upstanding citizens, pretty good pictures. Thanks for the donations. I don't know who those guys are, but maybe they should get a mayor's citation or something.
Or a ticket.
Yeah, maybe one of those two.
Just for fun of it. Okay, then. Well, we do have the need for two executive sessions this evening. Actually, one executive session is pertaining to potential litigation. I have city attorney describe that. There are three items in that portion.
Is your preference to combine the two or for the council to open back up an open session?
Let's combine the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe, council, that it would be a motion to or decision to adjourn the meeting to executive session pursuant to RCW 42-30-110-1I for for the purpose of discussing potential litigation with legal counsel, and RCW 4230-140 to discuss collective bargaining strategy. The executive session will last approximately 20 minutes, and the council may take action in open session and reconvene.
Okay, I'm gonna veto that 20 and go for 40 because I think the second part might have a need for a little bit more in-depth discussion. So we'll begin with 40 minutes for the executive session. With that said, I would like to invite Diane, Brad Chief, Ben, Deputy Chief, and Mr. Sachs for at least one portion of the litigation discussion. With that said, then we'll go into executive session. We are back. Back in regular session. I just want to make notation that Councilmember Geary and Councilmember Kemp have stepped out for personal reasons. Councilmember Hanford?
Yes, I move that the City Council authorize the City Attorney to convey a settlement proposal for the AT&T new singular wireless refund claim of the amount recommended in executive session.
So, motion has been made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Davis. Any other discussion? Seeing no lights, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Do you have to see?
Hey, you guys, you're free to return.
Councilmember Hanford?
Yes, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Camp. Jerry, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That was great.
Yeah, the letter from Officer Monroe, I heard a